I'm sorry I missed last week's appointment, Doctor. Things have been a little rough at home. Yeah, I understand that's why I usually come here to discuss my problems, but I'm not really comfortable talking about this. Oh yeah, I guess you're right. If I'm not gonna talk about my problems, then why bother? Okay, this is hard to talk about. It's really personal. My fiancé is having second thoughts about our future and our relationship. He's starting to doubt my true feelings for him. Oh, well, he thinks I'm just using him for his cum. No, you heard right. His cum. Or his semen. He told me that's all he thinks I want from him. He says it's all I think about, and he says it's all I want morning, noon, and night. What? Is it true? Of course not. I love him very much. I'm not just with him for a supplier cum. Oh, you mean do I want it all the time? Do I think about it all the time? Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, this is so personal. This is why I don't want to talk about it. How can you say I shouldn't be embarrassed when you're asking me how much I like to drink sperm? Fine. Fine. I fucking love to eat and drink cum. Is that what you want to hear? Yeah, I live for it. Every day I need it. I need it constantly. Anytime I have a meal, if I haven't swallowed a hot load of cum in the last few hours, all I can think about is how much I wish I was eating some thick creamy jizz instead of the salad or the burger. Is that so wrong? I live to be fed fucking cum, okay? I am cum. I mean, I know I'm not like most girls, but I don't think there's anything wrong with me either. I think it's natural. Well, it's never been a problem before, but I guess if the definition of an addict is someone who needs something so badly, it starts to hurt other areas of your life. Yeah, I'm an addict. I'm a cum addict. I'm addicted to swallowing cum. And I don't know what I can do. I don't think I can stop. Hmm? You don't think I need to stop? You think you can help me manage it? Alright. What do I need to do? Okay. Hold on. Let me lay back on the couch and close my eyes. Describe my addiction. How it makes me feel and what it does. Okay, I can do that. If I'm gonna be honest, then my addiction to cum is total. The first thing I can think about in the morning is getting a load. I like to be in bed at night and relive the loads that I've had that day. Or if I haven't swallowed any cum that day, then I feel restless. And I feel a pit in my stomach like I've forgotten to pay a bill or something. My addiction never rests. I get distracted. I can't even make it through a movie without my mind wandering to the thought of cum. I don't hang out with my friends as much as I used to. They say I'm distant. Last time, we all went out to lunch and all I could think about was all their boyfriends and husbands and what their cum would taste like. and whose come would be the sweetest, and whose, and who might feed me the biggest load. I had to fight the urge to offer to suck off the waiter in the bathroom just to refocus. I barely made it through the lunch and back home to my fiancé. A man semen just completes me, you know? It makes me feel whole. I feel empty without the lingering taste of his seed in my mouth. I like to savor it. And for me, it begins with worshiping the vessel. A man and his cock are divine, worthy of all the work it takes to build up a load for me. As long as I know I'm going to get a load, then I really enjoy the process. Rubbing his legs, licking and sucking on the balls. Feeling them get heavy and full in my mouth. Reaching up and running my fingers and nails across the stomach. Of course, I'm always on my knees below the cock when the time comes. Then I can just drain the cock and all the cum that flows down and out your shaft and into my hungry mouth and down my throat. Oh, did I? I said your cock. I'm so sorry, Doctor. Yes, I can close my eyes and continue. If I get impatient, then I just stick my tongue around the slit of the head and get some pre-cum. It's like an appetizer. I get to where I ache for cum. I just ache for it. I feel so hollow without it. When I finally get my load, I can't get enough. I squeeze the cock and I suck and I basically milk the cock for every drop I can get, and I keep on milking the cock until I think I've got it all, and then I squeeze again from the base to the top for hopefully one more fat drop of cum. And then I stick my tongue into the slit again to collect any tiny drop I missed. I suck my fingers clean. If any leaked out on my mouth onto the sheets or on the floor or on my leg, then I have to hunt for it and scoop it up to eat. I'm a totally different person after I swallow a load of cum. I'm happier, I'm more carefree, I'm more relaxed, and I let go of my inhibitions. I fuck better with a taste of cum in my mouth. The first time I had anal sex was because I wanted to taste cum after I leaked out of my asshole. And the first time I experimented with a woman was because my fiancé told me I could eat his load out of her pussy. Oh, that was amazing. The combinations of flavour and the extra work of licking and sucking the cum out of her sloppy cunt with her writhing against my face. It was... Oh my god. What? Why are your pants off? Did you just rub the head of your cock against my face? What do you mean? Hurry up and open my mouth, you're gonna come. No, I don't want it to go to waste. Really? You haven't had sex or jacked off in a couple of days. Oh, those are always the thickest and creamiest loads. Okay. Put your cock in my mouth. Oh, it's so hot. Let me feel your walls. They are so full. I wonder what it tastes like. Okay. I'm ready. Come on. Come. Don't go hungry. Come on, my love. Come on, feed me, sweetie. Please feed it to me. Feed me all the semen. Please. Come for me. Okay. Yeah. I always love tasting a new man's cum for the first time. I know so much. I had to swallow twice. There was so much fucking cum. So, you think I should come? Yeah, I can come for sessions twice a week. Do you think that'll help manage my addiction better? And on the days when I come here and I get my freedom from you, I can't let my fiancé come somewhere else, like in my pussy or hassle. Okay, great. You really like that. Thanks, Doctor.